Speaking last week on the Randy Barton Show, the sheriff said the vast majority of alarms posted to his officers are false alarms.
You know, last year we had roughly 2,000, somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 unverified alarms that we had to respond to. And that takes a lot of our resources. That's something, and you know, you and I have talked many times about the reduced resources that I've had to contend with over the last 5 years. And with our call service going up and the additional enforcement activities that we've been engaged in, we just have not had time to deal with unverified alarms.
He explained what a verified alarm will be under the new policy.
If somebody that you know or somebody that owns a property can verify that there's been a criminal action that's taken place or there's something that we need to go to, then we will actually come out and deal with that. But it's all these false alarms where like a spider drops down in front of a motion detector or somebody opens the door and they don't get to their alarm in time to shut it down. It takes a lot of our resources, and we just simply don't have that anymore.
However, he said he's going to wait until May 1st to decide about the plan.
Because we met with representatives from the alarm cohort, and you know, they convinced me to give it a few months before we actually enact this particular policy. So it's not in place yet. It's a possible policy change that may be coming in the future. But we felt like we had to do something to alleviate the amount of calls that we're getting.
He emphasized the change would apply to alarms from private homes and businesses.
We still respond to hold-up alarms, even if this policy were to go through, which it hasn't yet. We would still respond to bank hold-up alarms, any panic alarms or any fire alarms, things like that, things that are going to be extremely, you know, have a major impact on public safety. We wouldn't cut those out. We're talking about the alarms at a private residence that have not been verified. And frankly, 99% of those alarms are unverified.
Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.